Lesson 1. What is a message and what are attributes of a good message? Throughout most of your daily life, someone is communicating and messaging to you, whether you realize it or not. Most of the common messages we are exposed to on a regular basis are product advertisements. Some of the messages we hear are from a government or religious leader. What they all have in common is their attempt to influence what we buy, how we act, or how we think. There are many ways to define messages and messaging, but for our purposes, the following definition is the best. Messaging, of course, is the verb form of the word and refers to the act of communicating your message. Messages will generally fall into one of two categories, positive or negative. Positive messages address questions like, what do you stand for? What is your vision for tomorrow? What are the positive changes you would like to see in society? How will you fix problems? Who do you support? And negative messages address questions like, what are you against? Whom do you oppose? What angers you? What are the problems in your country you wish to highlight? Generally speaking, a negative message will describe a problem, criticize a policy or person, and describe what you are against, while a positive message will offer a vision for the future, express support for a principle or policy, and/or express how you wish to correct problems in the society. Both negative and positive messages are important to your overall communication strategy. While you must do both, the positive message is always more important than the negative. Why? Because anyone can criticize the problems of the society, but people will only listen if you have a viable alternative. If you offer no credible solutions, you will not build a critical mass of support for your message. Negative messages are effective at focusing anger and attention on problems and those responsible. Positive messages offer people an alternative, hope, and a path forward. Take a few seconds and think about some of the positive and negative messages you have heard. Which one do you think was the more effective in getting their message across? What are attributes of a good message? Whether the content or intent of your message is, there are several elements which it must have in order to be successful. In this lesson, we'll examine these elements from a tactical perspective, as well as review the values and ideals that should be contained in your message. Your message should contain the following 8 attributes. 1. Short and simple. Messages must be concise. If you are unable to deliver your message effectively in less than a minute, you are likely to lose the attention of your audience. It must be instantly understandable and relatable to your audience. It must be easy to remember and to repeat. 2. Truthful and credible. Your message must be factual and believable. While you may use emotional appeals and choose to emphasize some facts over others, you must never lie or distort the truth. It must be consistent with what actually has happened. If you are unsure of all the facts concerning an event or issue, you should say so up front or not comment at all. Your message must also authentically reflect who you are, your values, practices, and experience. If people don't trust or believe you, your message will lack credibility. 3. Relevant to people. Does your message relate to people's daily lives and concerns? Does it fit their personal experience? Will your ideas positively impact their lives? Is it useful? Does your message fit the facts and understanding of your audience? Remember, people will instinctively reject what isn't important to their interests. 4. Able to show differences. This principle is important in 2 ways. First, how does your message differ from those you oppose? How does your message articulate policy differences with those in power? And secondly, how does your message stand out in a crowded marketplace? How are your solutions more workable than others? There may be many activists, political parties, or NGOs competing for the public's attention. How is your message unique? 5. Speak to the head and the heart. Messages aimed at the heart will grab people's attention quickly, evoke feelings of sympathy, sadness, and anger, or even motivate people to act. Messages aimed at the head will convince people that your ideas make sense, are right, and can work. Your message must be both. The art of messaging requires a balance between the two, knowing when to emphasize one over the other. Too many statistics and theories, your message becomes abstract and boring. Too much emotion, and you're liable to distorting the actual facts. 6. Targeted. You'll often see the word targeted connected to concepts like message or audience. It simply means that you're speaking to a particular group of people and not the whole population. Targeting requires knowledge of the people to whom you are messaging. Who are they? What are their concerns? What are their lives like? Examples of targeted audiences include youth, women, religious minorities, or the elderly. It is often best to be a member of the targeted audience whom you are addressing. People are more apt to believe and trust those most like themselves. We'll discuss more about targeting audiences in Lesson 3 of this course. 7. Consistently repeated, repeated, repeated. Your target audience must hear and see your message multiple times before they remember or even register it. While you may be living and breathing your message, most people are not. They may only hear it a few times. For the message to be effective, your audience must hear the same message many times in many different ways. 8. Contain universal values. When crafting your message, there will be a variety of ideals you will wish to communicate, values which demonstrate who you are and where you stand. They are called universal values because they are values to which most people, no matter what culture or context, can relate. They also are values that are difficult for people to oppose. Remember, your message should be short and easy to remember. Show differences between your position and that of your opponents. Be consistently repeated. Speak to the listener's head and heart. Be truthful and credible.